Hey, it's Dave Hodges here, and really glad to be with you. In just a moment, we're going to join a special guest in Dr. Sherry Edwards. And I just wanted to let you know that we're really expanding here. We're going through a syndication effort. We're going to be bringing on some new sponsors that are running behind us to help in that, and really hope that you'll support them. Hey, real quickly, bioacoustic analysis. It's scientifically proven, it's scientifically validated. And Dr. Sherry Edwards is going to be coming on the show to talk specifically about what it is, what it's doing. But listen to me, she's going to help you with your weight with regard to this. She's going to help you understand the issues of the day. And she's going to teach you how you could get involved for almost nothing to make money on this. This is absolutely fantastic. Dr. Sherry Edwards coming up here on the Common Sense Show. Stay tuned. Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you're listening to this or watching this on digital, please share far and wide because we still have a chance to reach 8 to 10% of the population that is not decided. And with the fact that the other side's trying to steal 35 to 40% of the vote, and trust me, they may even need more than that, we have got to get other people to vote. In other words, I'm not telling you to vote twice. What I'm telling you to do is to get nine other people, have them drop their ballot in a drop box, or minimum go vote on election day, but that's not optimal. Ballot box is the safest for having your votes counted. We need to overcome the cheat factor. Now, I worked the math out today and I did a Rumble presentation on that and I broke down Michigan. We can do this. We can help Donald Trump get into the Oval Office, but we have to have all hands on deck. So please help with that. We have a great guest here, Dr. Sherry Edwards. I'm going to get into what Sherry is going to do here in just a second. But first, I need to tell you this. We had a bank failure a week ago. Those customers of the bank can only access 50% of their funds. That's the only detail I have right now. Okay, they're lucky they're going to access to 50% because the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can declare you to be an unsecured creditor legally. It's unconstitutional, but they've made it legal. And they will take everything that you have in that bank, including your retirement. You can't start over. Noble Gold can extricate your retirement, put it under your control, and back it with precious metals like gold and silver that are appreciating as opposed to the dollar that's declining and failing. It's a no-brainer. And we can do the same kinds of things with your bank account. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you that any investment anywhere carries an inherent risk. We offer this in good faith. That is absolutely the truth that the government wants me to tell you. And there are no guarantees, but I'm going to offer this encounter. I've been a paid advertiser, Noble Gold, for 8 years, and I have been a customer many times over for seven. And you've heard me talk about, hey, I got some silver coin. I bought gold bill, and here's why I'm doing it this way. And I've told you guys this. These guys are the best. There's no pressure. All you got to do is go to davehodgesgold.com. And there's a free information packet you can sign up for. We don't sell your data. Just put your email in. You'll get it instantly and electronically. It's simple, short, easy to read. And you'll go, oh, okay, just what Dave said with a little more detail. And then you call the number there to go to Noble Gold. It's that simple. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, Dr. Sherry Edwards has been a guest on our show. I'd have to go back and research it more times than I can count. And I keep having her back. And I'll say the underlying reason is this. Einstein once said the future of all medicine and science is frequency. And if you remember the old Star Trek series, they had the tricorder that could diagnose and treat. Remember that? Well, this is the level that we're starting to get into. And what Sherry discovered a long time ago was that frequencies out of your voice could pick up illnesses. And Sherry's picked up on things I no longer have. That's how good this is. She can pick up on personality traits. It's a truth detector if you only know how to use the science. Now, the big boys came along and they tried to steal the technology from Sherry by buying it from her, and I'm sure at an underappreciated price. And she said, no, I'm going to give it away. She's not going to make a dime. A lot of times we have people come on, they're selling great books. And they like you to buy their book. Fine. I think that's great. Sherry is not making anything by doing this. And I want to make sure you all understand this. And she's got a new service she's offering. And if you're carrying a few pounds, don't worry, you don't have to take anything. You're going to find out why you're carrying those few pounds, and understanding that can lead to correction. And then we're going to talk about truth and lies. Sherry, welcome to the show. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Your energy is great today.
Yeah, it's amazing too. I went to the gym last night, ran out of energy, couldn't complete my cardio, but that's okay. It means I'm working to my max. So I'm driving home and construction's happening. For a 20-minute trip, it took me an hour and 25 minutes. And I got to bed at 2 a.m. And then I had a series of things I had to do today. So I had a syndication meeting. I've had two interviews. I was on a show. Wow. So I'm on adrenaline right now, but I feel great. And it's great to have you on. Can we go right to the one thing that will get people's attention? Wait, yeah, I'd like to lose weight. Is it non-invasive? Is it expensive? Sherry, tell us about it.
Well, I just asked you if I could talk about it on the air because it was something that we could offer to people. Thousands of people have volunteered their vocal print to me, and I went through that and was able to create a template for why people are gaining weight. Is it nutrition? Is it inactivity? Is it nutrients? What is causing this? I made a database and I'm putting it up online. And I'm going to make it free to everyone.
Wow. Do you hear that, people? Free. And let me tell you this, Sherry has been on our show analyzing high profile figures, mostly politicians. And I can't remember a single time she's ever been wrong. Time has borne this out to be true. She's also, Sherry, can I mention that you train people, you make training available to people for free?
Yes. Not just the beginning, but we have a sale going on right now. It's going to be two for one. I wasn't going to mention that, but since you brought it up, thank you. That two people can take the professional classes for the price of one.
Okay. All right. But people can go on and fool around with this stuff for nothing, can't they?
Yes, they can start a business with this for nothing. Well, they have to buy a microphone, but that's about all.
Yeah.
But we give them the software, we give them the classes, the tutorials, the training, and we're doing it because of the topic today is really scary and people are very confused, and we're trying to help them make decisions and to know what is going to be good for them. And absolutely, I think the confusion is deliberate.
Sherry, before you go further, let me just finish this weight situation, weight analysis. Can you tell people right up front, since we got their attention, how they can execute this? Give them kind of the step by step.
Go to our online portal. It's a workstation, a public workstation, soundhealthportal.com, and it'll give you directions right there. You leave your vocal print, but you can go to something called biomarkers. And from biomarkers, you say, I want to look at my weight. And it's called weight management. And they'll put your vocal print in there and evaluate you and tell you why the weight is staying on, whether it's hormonal, what it is. We think that is a problem for probably 90% or a big percentage of people in America. If they are thin, they're probably worried themselves thin because I don't know what's wrong with our diet. Probably another show, but
Well,
there are certain
RFK tells you what's
things.
wrong with the diet.
What
RFK
is
Jr.,
RFK?
yeah, he's really elucidated all the crap they put in the food that makes us sick and shortens our lives.
Yes, toxicity and inflammation. But we're able to, from your vocal print, look at the frequencies and tell you what is going on with your body because everybody's individual. And we just want to offer that to the public. I think people are stressed enough with this election. They don't need to be stressed out about their health and their diet and without any way of knowing what to do.
You know, you're right. I would bet that the interview that I did last night with John B. Wells will cause a lot of people to pull the covers up over their head. And that's not my purpose. It's like the doctor that diagnosed my strep lung lines and said, this is really bad, Dave. And I appreciate him. He's a good doctor and I wanted the truth. but it scared the living hell out of me. It motivated me to act, and I corrected things. People, what I said last night, and Sherry's right about scary. Okay, we're telling you scary stuff because we're telling you where this is leading. And we are dealing with some really evil people, satanic people. And we want you to know the bottom line, but we're not saying this is going to happen because we can turn this around. Anyway, and
Yes.
Sherry, you can help people take control of their health because when I get this information on weight, let's say you tell me it's hormonal, I can go to my general doctor who I love. He's really good. And I can say to him, this is what I suspect is behind my recent weight gain. I'm not back to where I was, but I gained a little bit. And I said, what would you recommend here to handle this issue? So I could go to a doctor, I could do my own research online. So I think it's really valuable. So again, it's soundhealthportal.com and you find the biomarker link and click it on.
Yes.
And then it's self-explanatory. You put your name and email in there and give a voice recording. Is that about right?
Yeah, a 30-second voice recording, and you just ask them, would you please look at my weight? And then you can go look at it on your own also. We're going to make this free, absolutely free, for the public, and you can go in and I'm trying to n not say something here. They hold you to one evaluation. But if you want to do it for other people, after 2 weeks, they will allow you to buy a subscription. And it's $20 a month. And then you can do as many evaluations as you want forever for your $20 a month. So it's free for the first people coming on. You can do as many as you want for 2 weeks. And so we're making all of that, for the public. And then after that, if you want, we'll give you the two pieces of software so you can actually set up a business doing this. But I didn't come on the show to talk about making a
Okay,
business.
I know, and I want to get to our topics, but listen, this appeals to me from an entrepreneurial standpoint. I'm helping people, but I could also turn this into a business interest. Now, honestly, Sherry, you know my schedule. I don't have time to add one more thing at this moment, but I will tell you this, if I get an opening, I would consider doing something like this as a business.
That would be awesome. And I can tell you that your weight issues are liver. I can hear it in your voice. It's a noted D.
That's serious.
Well, I'm not supposed to tell anybody that I can hear it. But that's a secret weapon
Sherry,
of
why
my
aren't you
weight.
supposed to? You're an expert in this field. Why can't you?
Because people tell me I need to keep that part secret that I can hear things from people.
Okay.
Because
Oh,
they.
okay. All right. So I'll be the case study here just for a second before we get into truth and lies. Okay. From what you're hearing. And I haven't even sent you my voice print yet, but from what you're hearing, if it's the liver, then what's the remediation?
Probably lipase in your case. I think you have an
Like
issue.
what?
Lipase, it's an enzyme. I think you have an issue with digesting carbohydrates.
Okay, so what do you do? Avoid eating carbohydrates?
No, there's an enzyme called lipase that would help.
How do you spell it?
Lipase.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've seen this before in print. I'm not familiar with it. And then is it like over the counter natural health?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to be your guinea pig. Now, Sherry won't be there listening to a casual conversation like we're having, but the computer will do its work and give you the diagnosis. Okay.
Yes, we've computerized all of it because
Yeah, I
people
got to tell
really
you,
got confused.
I've had it's not chronic, but it's not inconsistent. And I've had some digestive issues in the last 2 months, and that corresponds to the weight gain. So I can tell you right now, I can tell you anecdotally, you're probably right on the money.
Well, that's one of the things that when we first started, it scared people that I could hear things from their voice because I'm not supposed to. It's not a human trait to be able to hear that. But I just think we forgot it. And it's there. We just don't trust it and don't act on it.
Oh, Sherry, this isn't out of line with research I talked about on Sarah Westall's show before, or I think I mentioned this last night on John B. Wall's show, that there's research like the Princeton Engineering Anomalies research went on several decades. They proved scientifically that people can sense danger before it happens. And they tell by their autonomic nervous system, increased heart rate and respiration, for example. And when you measure an aggregate across the planet and it rises collectively, and then 9/11 happens, you can go correlation. And then when another big event happens and you have the second biggest spike, oh, the Malaysian tsunami of 2004. So, Sherry, what you're saying has basis in what I'm already talking about. And I believe this: our mind is not a computer. It's a quantum device. It's multidimensional. And for you to know things before they happen, you have to be quantum physics in a fifth dimensional reality. And this fifth dimensional reality, all time and space is at the same time scientifically. And that's where I think this comes from. And when Jesus walked the planet, and he would say, throw your net on this side of the boat. And then they got filled with fish after not getting any, or turning water into wine, that kind of thing. And Jesus said, this I do, and you can do more. It's biblical. And now we're beginning to understand some of the science. And I think, Sherry, what you're talking about here with your perception is right out of this ballpark.
I agree. And what we've done is be able to computerize it so people can trust it. We don't really tell people weird things. We tell them things that they already think. We just confirm it.
Absolutely. And like I'll go back to Einstein, all medicine and science will eventually be frequency. And it's true. And the more longer I live, and this is something I'm so happy to talk about this because I'm the kid in the candy store. I'm trained in mental health and in therapy. I've done research and stat at a pretty high level. Okay, that was my job, and I liked it. But I love quantum physics. It's my hobby and has been for 30 years. And this is why this is so fascinating. Sherry has been able to take high-profile figures and tell you what they really are like. Let's get to some truth and lies, Sherry.
Well, one of the things that's going on with this election right now is people are being lied to. And I think the confusion is deliberate. And as you said before, we have proven ourselves again and again and again. Who's guilty? What's a lie? Who's trying to pull the wool over your eyes? And so I wrote an article about who's telling the truth. And I took some of the big lies that people were concerned about and was in the news. If, for instance, is Biden, does he have dementia? And I've been following his voice for years and looking at it, and he's on medication. According to his VocalPrint, he's on medication for dementia. Do people need to know that? Did Kamala know it? Did the Democratic Party know it? And they just kept it from everybody. And the people who are keeping the truth from you are not your friends, and you shouldn't vote for them.
Interesting. Well, Kamala may not be able to do the diagnostics, and it's possible she didn't know about the medication, although I doubt it. But the one thing is, I had a grandmother die of dementia. You see the progression. It's unmistakable. It's tragic. I don't wish this on Biden. I wished he didn't have it, but it's unmistakable, and these people lied about it. You're absolutely right. How long do you think he's had the dementia? What would be your a guess on this?
I can confirm it through his vocal print since 21.
Since he took office.
Yes.
I didn't think he was all there in the campaign. And that's why they kept him in the basement in 2020. So, okay. So we're not that far apart. What I observe and what you're saying scientifically is pretty close.
Okay, let me run another one by you. When I look at people's vocal prints that are talking about Biden and Kamala, I see that they don't believe what they're saying. And I'm going to predict that if there's no cheating going on, Trump will win 9-1.
I'm going to address this. I don't know if you've ever heard me say this. But I've come out with this now pretty often. I talked about it last night on Caravan to Midnight. I talked about it in a recent interview I just did with Sarah Westall that's going to air on Monday. And boy, you are right on the money. I have two anonymous sources. I could never even tell you where they work because it would compromise them, I think even endanger their lives. But there are two people among some who have access to algorithms that accurately predict elections on analysis done by AI computers using various variables they know that are related to voting and voting behavior. And what they say, both of these men say, and I call them men, it could be a man and a woman or two women, but what these men say is that Kamala has a 10% approval rating, and you just said 9-1. I have another source that's very public. His name is Martin Armstrong, and he is a tremendous economist, but he also is a political commentator. And Armstrong has said Kamala has a 10% approval rating. And by the way, the two guys I talked to, they give a range. They say it fluctuates between 8 and 12%. 10's the median. So, Sherry, you said 9-1. Wow. We're right on the money. My sources and what you're thinking. There is a cheat factor, though. Let me throw this into the discussion. I interviewed Jerome Corsi yesterday. It went out on our social media. It will air on our networks, podcasts, and radio networks on Monday. And what Dr. Corsi said, listen, this guy is awesome. He's one of the top three researchers out there. But what Dr. Corsi said is that they have uncovered his group. The CIA has implanted fake voters across the nation at the rate of 33% of the total voter polls, voter lists. So one third of the vote is already going to be fraudulent. So let's do the math. If she stays at 10%, and we know they can cheat, and this isn't the only form of cheating. We know they can cheat up to 33% of the vote. That would put her at 43%. That's not enough. Trump is polling, we think about 48, and the polls aren't real reliable. Trump would still win. She has to bridge a 5% gap. That's what we estimate here on this. So you're confirming a lot of what Dr. Corsi is saying and a lot of what my anonymous sources and Martin Armstrong are saying.
I wrote a computer program about this, and we want to give that away to people so they can make their own decisions. And we've taken away all the registration on it. All they have to do is download it from the internet. And I've sent you all the information about them downloading it and all of our textbooks. And they can also get it from our site if they want and download it. It's bioacoustic solutions.net. And they can just download it straight from there, and it's got information about how to read it. It's got a textbook. It's all there for people to do their own stuff. They don't
Okay,
need to take my
can you
word
say it
for it.
again? I'm sorry, bioacoustic.
Bioacousticsolutions.net.
Okay, that's easy.
And that's our professional site for people who really want to do this for their country and themselves and what's going on. People complain because they had to register it. And they said, "You just want my email address." Well, no, we took the registration off so they can just download it and have it forever.
How long does it take people typically to learn how to do this?
It just depends. I've had people pick it up almost immediately, but they were sensitive anyway. And I think, and this is a big statement right here. Anybody who has empathy or any kind of ability to see what's really going on, they're going to finally come to the conclusion in the next 10 days that the reason Kamala's losing is she is not authentic and Trump is authentic. That is how he is winning. And because she's not authentic, she's not delivering anything of herself. She's delivering everything for someone else. And I sent you an article showing that
Yes.
she is not saying anything about herself. It's all somebody else's words, and somebody's pushing her out there. And that's the reason that she's going to lose. She doesn't know how to be authentic.
I see, we always get to correlate our backgrounds, your research with my training and what I know. When I used to teach sociology a lot early when I was teaching in college, I used to do a little mini unit on body language and what universal body language signs there are. There are basically seven of them. And I would say, well, okay, if someone's looking up and to the left, they're creative. And they're telling you right now they're thinking of a solution. Sherry, this is phenomenal what you're saying because we have what's called micro body language. And we do things with our facial expressions, they're called micro expressions. And you can catch them on tape and slow them down by a computer to a very slow level and see them. Okay, like raise your eyebrows, you're surprised. Okay. Furrow your brow like this, like you're upset. Okay, but the average person in their conscious mind won't pick this up because it happens too fast. It's done at the unconscious level. And the research is on this is really clear. Can people tell when they're being lied to? Is that person telling you the truth in the research study? No. How do you know? I don't know. I just get a feeling. The feeling is the unconscious perception. I hope I'm making this simple enough. And you're describing this in your own work, and I know scientifically we can prove it.
Well, I think people are confused, and if we can show them those things, put it on paper, and confirm it with a computer program, I think they'll stand on a firmer ground and not be so bowled over by these lies that are going on. And not just lies, but contradictions. I love fracking. I hate fracking. I mean, there is so much that they're throwing out there and trying to confuse people. We talked once about cognitive dissonance. They want you in such a state of confusion that you don't know who you're voting for or why. I will verify everything I'm saying through these computer programs that we're providing to the public because we feel like this is the future. We have to do this. We can't afford it, but we have to.
No, you're absolutely right. We have to. And my gosh, it's funny how all this stuff is coming together. By the way, you mentioned Kamala's, without mentioning her name, excuse me, her contradictions. I'm walking the border wall. Okay. Now, I'm going to build the border. I'm for border security. And then she went on Telemundo and she's so stupid. She said, yeah, I want amnesty. I know. But you know what? She's not always that clever and we can catch her lies. But some of the other Democrats and Republicans too that lie, we're catching them. You know who I want you to do? And I'm going to say this now before I forget. And sooner rather than later, maybe you could come on for 10 minutes and talk about Ruben Gallego, Gallego. And I won't say anything to bias you. You may not have heard of him. I am asking you to do it for a reason. So obviously, you know, I have a negative judgment here. And that's all I want to say because I don't want to influence anything. And if you could do that fairly soon, I have a way I can use this to help in the election.
That would be awesome. This article, What Value Is the Truth, gives people like 10 different ways to look at the truth so they can
Okay.
read the article. Now, I should tell you that this article was refused publication because they said it was too political. And I regularly.
Did you use it in a political realm, or do you use it? This is how the science works.
I used it in How Important Is the Truth? Here's Biden's print down through the ages. Is it important that we know he's on dementia medication? Who knew it? Why did they keep it from people? How important is that? That's a political thing.
It's not political, it's a statement of scientific fact from your perspective. You could do the same thing with Trump, and I bet they wouldn't censor you. What?
Trump
Tell
was
me.
in here.
Tell me. Can you tell us who censored you? I'd like to know.
Masters of Health magazine, and Trump is here. And one of the things that's coming through real clearly on Trump right now is he is withholding information. He's going to drop some bombs here very shortly. And you can look at it in his vocal print and know that he is withholding information, and also know that he thinks this is God's doing, that he was saved from the assassinations. It shows in his vocal print that he clearly thinks this is a mission from God for him. And they said, that's too political. We can't do that.
My I'll just mention it. Well, I really shouldn't. I have a very close friend in this business who knows some of the Trump people well, and I know first and secondary contacts with Trump, but not like this person does. And the message I'm getting is this made him much more spiritual, the assassination attempt in Butler, and he sees what he's doing is a divine purpose. So let me ask you about the bombshells. Do you get the feeling that people are going to like it, or are they, or is he a Trojan horse and going to do something evil?
It's not evil. He has a very kind heart and he's very authentic. And there are good people supporting him. Look at Tucker Carlson. Everybody knows Tucker Carlson stands for the truth. He's the one that's up there in this doing this tour, and he says, people know when the truth are coming from for them or to them because it hums in their soul and they feel it. They know it, they won't believe it. He said, we need to develop our spidey sense. Now, we've sent this to Tucker Carlson. We haven't heard anything back, but I truly believe that people really know the truth and that people are going out of their way to keep them confused so they won't be able to recognize the truth. But let's break it down into authentic and non-authentic. Authentic. That's just a given with what Kamala is saying in these word salad. I heard the other day that she just does word salads with no nutrients. I just thought that was hilarious.
I call them brain salads.
Brain salads. Well, she really doesn't tell you anything. She doesn't share herself.
She's an evil, evil person. She's a Marxist communist, and she has to measure every word, and I think it causes her to stutter and be confused.
It's just total misconception. It's manipulation. Don't believe the people who are lying to you. Do you remember at the Democratic convention when her husband got up there and said, I love her laugh. I took that piece out of it and I ran it four or five times trying to see what was going on with it. When he's backing up, number one, and that means it's not true. And I love her laugh. There was not one emotional piece in there. It was all intellect, and it was for a purpose to try to stonewall the people into believing that her laugh was authentic and it was okay with him. It was pure manipulation.
I've got some info on Doug Emhoff, and I've said it, but we have a rotating audience to some degree. The lithium, you know about the North Carolina thing and how the disaster went on too long, blah, 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 and communities aren't going to be rebuilt. They're going to be bulldozed. And that's all true. The lithium company, and the name jumps out of my head now, it starts with an A. I'm sorry, but it starts with an A. We've said it a lot of times here. The lithium company, their major asset managers are BlackRock and Vanguard. Not surprising. Okay. They want those people out of the way so they can complete their lithium mining, which the globalists want for their global scam technology. The largest private investor in this company, Sherry, wait for it, Doug Emhoff. If Kamala is the president, his wife will be making financial decisions that will totally enrich her and her husband going forward. And she's never declared this on a financial form.
On the news this morning, they announced that he also owns a big percentage of the voting machines.
That is correct. Yes.
That's ridiculous. How could she not admit that?
Well, this is replete behavior for this administration. Let me give you another one. Sharona Bishop, now prominent podcaster. Okay. Great person. Great person. She was just a mom and she's living in Rifle, Colorado, and she goes to the local school board and she says, I don't want my kids taught CRT. They're not racial oppressors, and you need to stop dividing these kids and teach them how to get along. That was her message. Okay, boom, door gets knocked down. It's FBI, goon squad. No warrant when they came in, stole all their electronics, manhandled their teenage daughter on the stairs. And then I did some research on it because she reached out to me and I had her on my show a couple times and recently as a podcaster. And I asked Shorta, says, what were you doing? She goes, I was just going to school board meetings and doing what citizens do. Well, when I did the research, listen to this. Merrick Garland's son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education and they own CRT. Huge conflict of interest, just like Doug Emhoff. Sherry, we are being run by the mafia, a satanic communist mafia.
Well, you're bringing in another piece. They not only want to keep you confused, but scared. Are they going to come to my door next?
Yes.
You've
That's why
talked
you do
about.
that kind of thing. You really don't have the number of troops and agents to round up everyone who opposes you. So you make an example out of the few to try to intimidate the others.
Yes. And you've talked about this before. I want to make a strong point about this.
Okay.
January 6th, how do you feel about the people who went to the White House Congress? They went to Congress and they got thrown in jail as terrorists with no lawyers, solitary confinement. One of them died. They withheld medication. Now, I hate the fact of January 6th. I really despise. Good grief, her name just Liz Cheney. I really despise Liz Cheney for what she did to these people's lives. Yet Kamala Harris is traveling with Liz Cheney, in my opinion, just from looking at her vocal print and how angry Liz Cheney is. She's the one that belongs in jail because almost all of her movements are vengeful.
Yeah, well, listen, she had the biggest defeat for an incumbent in a primary election in history of Congress. She got destroyed. And so she goes, well, I'm going to join the Democrats. Well, guess what, girl? Your party rejected you lock, stock, and barrel. Yeah, listen, J6, I'll say this again. The people, I believe, would have had a proper protest. If it hadn't been for people like Ray Epps, FBI undercover guy, and all these other agitators we know now that they put into the crowd to try to egg people on, and mob mentality took over. But without those people agitating, I don't believe we ever would have seen what we saw. And first of all, for some of these people, they should be jailed for a length of time for assault, okay, for vandalism. But some of them did no more than just go into the building. Okay, that's simple trespass. That's a ticket, go home, show up, pay your ticket, and you're done. But they wanted to make an example out of these people. But what bothered me is what happened to Owen Schroyer. Owen was outside J6 telling people, don't go in, don't go in. It's a trick, it's a trap. Okay, so they didn't put him in prison for 4 months because he went into the Capitol. They put him in for something he said on his show. Is that amazing?
And I think they're trying to pull the same trick with the election. Set it up so people will cause trouble and they can say, well, we're not going to have elections or we're not going to honor the elections. It's a trick, people. And like you were saying, go in and vote early and don't allow this to happen on election day.
We had a deal where J.D. Vance was in Arizona this past week, and they had some media ask questions, and most of them were respectful. Then this one clown gets up. He's a despicable person named Dennis Welch, who works for Channel 3 and CBS Affiliate 5. And this guy is as biased as the day is long. He's a classic liberal Democrat. He gets up and says to J.D., when you lose, are you going to accept the results? That's a gotcha question. JD handled it great. He basically said, well, we'll have to look at the facts. Because, honestly, he didn't go this far, but if they're going to cheat, you have a right to challenge the cheating. So, I mean, this guy, I wonder if he sits in the rooms with these people who steal elections because he sounded like it. So they have their minions too. Is there anybody else that we need to look at in this?
Well, I would like to say I love what J.D. Vance said to that woman. I want to call her names when she was saying about Aurora, Colorado, that only a few apartment houses were taken over. And how would he deal with
Yeah.
that? And he said, do you listen to yourself? In the United States, some gang has only taken over a few apartment houses. One is too much. He handled that so brilliantly.
He did. And by the way, I'm from Aurora, Colorado. I grew up in Aurora, went to high school there. And I have family and I have friends living there. And let me tell you what I've learned. It may be worse than what Donnell Jarenski, Aurora City Councilwoman, has been at the forefront of exposing this. It may be worse than what she's saying. And I saw documentation 2 days ago, and I've had so many stories to cover, I couldn't get to this. But the documentation showed the Aurora police and the mayor knew fully what TDA, the Venezuelan gang, was up to in November of 2023, almost a year ago. So this was a lot worse than what people thought. Okay, have you done any other analysis of anybody that's that we'd be concerned with?
Yes, and I'll get that to in a minute. We were originally supposed to do this yesterday, and right before we were to do it, my entire computer was attacked. And it was attacked so badly that we had to have a guy in this morning, and he couldn't even salvage it. He had to take the whole thing to his shop. It was not salvageable because we're publishing things that people really want to know. A month or so ago, there was a presidential debate, and somebody wanted to know what the hosts, not the that Kamala and Trump, what they were saying, but what the hosts were saying. So we did an analysis. We tried to answer what people need to know, want to know, concerned about, and they want to know about Biden's son and what's going on there. So we're trying to announce these things at the same time, show people how to do it, show them how not to fall into the trap. But I have a column in Masters of Health magazine, and that's where we've been publishing a lot of this, and they're supposedly non-biased, but they wouldn't even publish some of these things that we're looking at. And you asked me for other things. I have no documents to be able to look at anything, but J.D. Vance is very solid, has a lot of foundation. Hunter Biden's really guilty, and you can look at his stuff and see. We can look at the hosts and who's lying and who isn't. We teach people all of that. If this piece is filled in there, it gives you a grid of what's going on. And if this piece is there, we can tell you this and that's going on. Jerry Sandusky, people got in touch with me and wanted to know if he was guilty. We could tell from his vocal print the exact word that showed he was guilty. It was horseplay. And we let them know it was that word that was the pivot of what was going on. People don't care now because he's in jail. But if you come up against things like that for your family, your political situation. And the next 10 days are going to be so stressful for people. I would like to encourage them to download this and just listen to people, what they're saying. And they don't even need the computer program. If they'd really listen, they could tell that Kamala is full of horse manure.
Well, yeah. She can't tell you who she really is and what they're going to unveil. It's bad. Do you ever look at like you said, J.D. Vance, and it's only a few apartment buildings, said Martha Raddatz, okay, of ABC, or Dana Loesch, or these people. You ever looked at those people and analyzed them?
Absolutely. Rachel Maddow, her egotism is just off the chart.
Yeah. She
And
does.
what is
She
it?
wears that on her collar. You're right.
Yeah. But you can look at the sounds. Each sound of your voice means something, not the words. People can lie with the words, but they can't lie with the frequencies. It'll tell on you.
You know what I wonder about these people too is they're defending an illegitimate agenda that could lead to not only their destruction, but the destruction of their family, their children, take away their future.
Yes.
Have you ever looked at any of these people from that perspective?
Of why they're doing all of this? I wrote an article about how much money can your coffin hold, and it challenged why they're doing it. I can't even imagine an earthly thing that deals with this and how much they're going to be paid. Somebody is promising them like eternal life or something. It's well beyond anything earthly that these guys are being promised.
Well,
Tim
it comes
Fauci,
to
for
mind.
instance,
Satan, satanic practices come to mind when you just said that.
well, Fauci is saying that he did exactly what's right. Look at how many people died because he was so stupid. And when you talk to him about this 6 foot thing, people standing 6 feet on, he said, I just made it up. Listen to the sound of their voice. You'll get a sense inside you that this is not real. And I don't know what to think about aliens and devil worship and Satan worships. I don't know anything about that. Lots of other people do. And lots of people are saying this is absolutely satanic. Even if I was Satan, well, I can't even imagine that. But how can you, in good conscience, kill millions of people and old people and kids? And how can these people actually think that they can say our border is secure when you see thousands of people standing there tearing down the fences and trying to get in? It's incredible to me that people are swallowing this garbage.
I couldn't agree with you more. The aliens issue, the ETs, that goes along with I told you about the insight that I had. And why are they doing this? Well, everything they do is bad for us. 5G, what's in the food, RFK Jr.'s done a great job exposing that. And it's all leading to premature death on a mass scale. Used to interview these guys from Cal Berkeley, and they told me, Dave, we should be living to be 120. And that's actually what it says in Genesis chapter 6. God said he'd limit the lifespan, basically, I'm paraphrasing, to 120 years. And that's what the Cal Berkeley guy said. But we're nowhere near that. I mean, you're lucky if you make it to 80. And so that's a 25% reduction in lifespan. And this is what occurred to me. I'm going to tell the audience, what I've said earlier. I think the end game, this is Satan's spirit controlling this, and they want a transhumanist world that's not human and made in God's create, God's image. And they want most people gone, depopulated, a small servant class, and they're creating their own satanic Garden of Eden. That's where I think ultimately their goal is. And I'm talking the top rung. The minions like Macron and Biden and Harris, they get enriched. Right, they live the life of pleasure. They have power. I think that's their buy-off. But I think the people really at the table that make decisions, they're satanic, and that's where they're trying to take humanity. And I know I'm out there saying that, but a lot of this stuff. Let me ask you, what species turns on itself the way ours is? It's not natural. It's
It's
not.
a
The Hopis had a saying about war. They used to say, there is no tree so foolish that the branches attack each other.
perfect, and that's what's happening here. And it all comes down to they're trying to take our freedom, they're trying to control us, trying to control our future. What can we do about it? I'll send this article to people if anybody wants to write to me, or just download it from our site. It's on our
Okay.
site, it's called How Valuable Is the Truth?
All right. I'm going to send you my voice. Should I send it in a typical MP3 format?
Yes, I will send you instructions to do that, and we'll look at your weight and whatever else you want me to look
Yeah.
at.
I mean, and the weight overall is very positive compared to where I was at. But I've had a slight regression, and I want to get on top of it. And what you said made perfect sense to me. Perfect sense. But you're never wrong. That's the thing. You're never wrong. You've nailed it accurately. I think you'll see too the changes in me from the first time you did it, health-wise. And I mean to the positive. So, well, Sherry, I think we're just about out of time. Let's give out those websites again. Soundhealthportal.com, and you can go to the biomarker link and you can explore that for your weight problem. Also, too, you can learn to do what Sherry does, and you can go to soundhealthportal.com again and get that information. And it's pretty cool that you could actually turn the weight loss thing into an entrepreneurial activity, that one that for minimum cost.
That's what we'd like, a bioacoustic center in every community.
I love that. You have $20 registration that's monthly and the cost of a microphone. That's
Well, think
amazing. It's amazing.
what's going to happen if we're taken over. How are you going to get any kind of medical help? You're going to have to depend on yourself. And frequency is free. You can sing it and help your body.
Do your frequencies show different things when you sing versus when you speak?
Yes, absolutely. You have much more range in your singing voice than you do in your speaking voice.
What kinds of things would you get out of singing that you might not get out of speaking?
Well, in your case, the note of D is either orange or turquoise. Do you have a preference for either of those colors?
My favorite color is blue.
Okay, that's what G sharp and A. So that's nerve, depending on the shade of blue that it is, you can tell a lot because frequency is color, frequency is sound, emotion, aroma, and just by the colors that you like, you can tell what frequencies your body needs. So it's the medicine of the future and it's all there. And we just broke it down for people to be able to understand it from the movements of the planets to the movements of your cells. We can hand that information to the public.
And you're sounding just like Albert Einstein, so I'm going to call you Miss Einstein. I think that's a compliment, though. It's okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder here: if you want to follow us more, you can go to our website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and click on the newsletter, and just put your email in. We don't sell your data; we don't need your name. It's on there, but you don't have to put it. Just your email, and you'll get everything we do at the close of business every day, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. It's one-stop shopping, and we have a TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sherry, thanks so much for coming on. This is really good, but I want you to remember, do Ruben Gallego. Okay, I've been all over this guy, and I need some fresh material.
Spell his last name again.
Gallego.
Ruben. Okay. Thanks for letting me share with people. I think this is really important, and I think it's important to keep our future the way we want it and not to be tied down and slaves to people who really don't care.
You couldn't have said that any better. Well, anyway, thank you for coming on, Sherry. I really appreciate it. And to everybody else, stay tuned. We'll be back. Take care, Sherry.